first thing we should understand is that the five tattvas are at a very high level. Shuddha tattva is at a very, very high level. There are five shuddha tattvas at a very high level. Okay. Jyotish tattvas are different from the deva tattvas. There are tattvas means principle. There is one thing called Sankhya which has 25 principles. 25 principles, you know, Sankhya. Then there is another called Shaivas, they used it for Jyotish. So in which we have five Shuddha Tattvas on top. Shuddha means pure. Then these five Shuddha Tattvas become seven Shuddha Ashuddha, which is like the seven weekdays. So the five elements become seven weekdays. Then there are the 24 hours or 24 horas. So how much did you get? Did you get 36?
Yes.
Right? 5 plus 7 plus 24 is 36. So these are called the 36 Shaiva Tattvas, which are used for Jyotish. Now these 5 Tattvas on the top are understood through 5 Devatas. They are called the Tattva Devatas. Who are the Tattva Devatas? For Prithvi, Ganesha. Then what is the order? Prithvi, Jala, Agni, Vayu, Akash. There is the order. Prithvi, Jala, Agni, Vayu, Akash. As far as our Jyotish studies is concerned, we are not bothered about higher levels because we start with the nakshatras. Nakshatras are the top. Now there are 27 nakshatras. So we start counting from Ashwini. So it is 5, 6, 5, 6, 5. What are the 5 tattvas? Prithvi, Jala, Agni, Vayu, Akash. 5, 6, 5, 6, 5. Very simple, no? So first 5 nakshatras are Prithvi. Next 5 nakshatra, Jala. Next 5 nakshatra, Agni. Next 5 nakshatra, Vayu. Next 5 nakshatra, Akash. Last 5 nakshatra is called Akash. So which are the last 5 nakshatras? Which are they?
Devati,
Uttar Bhadravat, Kuru, Bhadravat,
the last one.
Ha, batao. 27, 26, 25, 24, 23. Is that okay? Come on.
Dhanishta.
Yeah, 23, so you start with Dhanishta. Satrashaj, Purva, Bhadrapada and Devati. Okay? So please make a note, the last 5 nakshatras are called the Akasha nakshatras or the connecting nakshatras. Last 5, okay? Because Akash connects everything, no? His job is to connect everything. So everything is connected through the last 5 nakshatras. This is a very, very important nakshatras in your horoscope. Your horoscope follows this pattern. This is the pattern in which the first 5 nakshatras from your lagna control your body, physical body. Next 6 nakshatras control your entire circulation and the fluids. The next 5 nakshatras control your energy system. Then there is wind inside the body which causes the movement of everything, which is controlled by how many? 6 nakshatras. Then again, last 5 which controls the senses. So the pancha tattva really are controlled. The 5 sensory or panchendriyas are controlled from the last 5 nakshatras. And that is why it is called Akash. Because Akash is the one which controls the senses. Yeah. So please write down your lagna nakshatra and assign the nakshatras to each of these tattvas. Write down. You know your lagna nakshatra? To pause. Controlling your senses, sensory organs. This last 5 group of nakshatras are in a group and they are called the Panchak nakshatra. What are they called?
Panchak.
So you should know your Panchak nakshatras. Interesting, huh? Small lesson in nakshatra also. Okay.
So how are you counting the last five?
You start counting from first?
First, no.
Lagna.
If you are every...
Which is your lagna nakshatra? So last five will be?
Molapura.
Last nakshatra, which is your last nakshatra? Panchak. Yeah.
Panchak.
If Akash is good, all the sense organs will work well. If Akash gets spoiled, if Surya is in any of these nakshatras, particularly in the 25th one, there can be problems.
This is not Janma Nakshatra, this is Lagna
Nakshatra. Lagna Nakshatra, this is your brain configuration.
Brain.
Uttara Sada?
Uttara?
After Uttara Sada?
Sravana.
I don't have the list. See, it was list.
Vishaka 16.
Very simple. Total them up. 16 is 6 plus 1, 7. Jupiter. 25 is 2 plus 5, 7. Jupiter. I taught that, right? Can't go wrong.
23,
27, 21, 29. Easy. Numbers. The numbers, somehow they work with the nakshatras. The numbers work. You cannot. Otherwise, in this count. This, I've just started and you people are going berserk. When I say 18 and 22nd and this and that, you'll just faint here. Okay, so we got the last five nakshatras. Why are the last five important? Because the last five are the
Akash.
Of these last five, the last nakshatra itself is your direct connection to God, called the Ishta. That is your direct connection to God. It's called the direct dialing number, mobile number. It is the Abhishek Nakshatra. Abhishek, you understand, no? Rudra Abhishek, Deva Abhishek. It is the Abhishek Nakshatra in the third round. In the Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka and Swargaloka. First nine nakshatra is Bhuloka, Earth. Second nine nakshatra is Bhuvaloka. Third nine nakshatra is Swargaloka. So in the Swargaloka, the Abhishek Nakshatra is God, no? In Bhuloka, the last, even in the nine nakshatra scheme, you know, 999?
Yes.
The ninth nakshatra is always called Abhishek, Atimitra. Atimitra nakshatra, the last one, before your lagna is the Abhishek nakshatra. That is the nakshatra where you are doing Abhishek. And to whom you are doing the Abhishek? To your Ishta. So that's your connection to God. So could you tell me how is your connection to God? Could you look at that nakshatra and tell me? Uttara Falguni. So go on, tell me. That's the correct. Falguna. Falguna has to do with what is Falguna? Which part? What is the symbol? What is the devata?
The bed.
Okay. So fine, you will study so that you can get the connection to God. Okay, now. So you understood the group of nakshatra, right? 5, 6, 5, 6, 5. And the last five are panchaka. Be very careful with that, last five nakshatras. You have to learn more from my book, Brihat Nakshatra. Okay, now bear this in mind. If we start from Ashwini, the first five nakshatras are ending in Mrigashira. The next six end in Uttarafalguni. Magha is 10, 11 will be Uttarafalguni. So 6 plus 5, 11. 11 plus 5? 16. So the next 6 are ending in Vishakha. Then the next 6 are ending in 16 plus 6, 22. Shravana. And the last 5 are from Dhanishta to Revati. Okay. So you got the spans clearly. So Agni is starting from where? Uttarafalguni. to Vishakha. So there are six kinds, there are five types of Agni over there, because there are five nakshatras. If you see, circulation is of two types. One is liquid circulation and one is wind circulation. Liquid circulation and wind circulation are having six nakshatras. Whereas the solid element has got five nakshatras. Okay? This is what I want you to observe. Now, after this observation, it becomes very important to understand what is my Janma nakshatra. What is the nakshatra in which moon was when I was born? Now, for that, I need to know whether you are born in Shukla Paksha or Krishna Paksha. Why do I need to know that? Because in Krishna Paksha, the whole zodiac flips. The whole zodiac is flipping. So, the first five nakshatras are Prithvi, no? So, the order is reversed. So, what happens when the order is reversed? First five nakshatra will be Akash. Then will be
Vayu.
Then Agni. So, what is not changing? Agni is not changing.
Right.
Then after that will be Jala and then it will be Prithvi. So first you need to check whether you are born in Krishna Paksha or Shukla Paksha. And then see the moon. What is the Tattva group in which the moon is? So can you tell me? You are in Jala? You are born in?
No. Sorry, I thought it's general. I born in Shukla Jala.
You are born in Shukla Paksha?
No, Krishna Paksha.
Krishna
Paksha. Right. And where is the moon?
In Purvashadha.
Correct. Because the change, see, that is why I told the nakshatras where the change is happening. First lot is till Mrigashira. Then it starts from Ardhara, the next group. It goes till Purva Falguni. Then from Uttara Falguni to Vishakha is Agni. Then after Vishakha is Anuradha. From Anuradha the change is till Dhanishta. Is it in Dhanishta or till Shravana? Till Shravana. Then Dhanishta to this thing is the last. So, Lord Krishna is born in Rohini Nakshatra. What is the Tattva? Krishna Paksha.
Krishna
is born in Krishna Paksha.
Akash.
Akash, good. I am born in Satavisaj. What is my Tattva?
But which Paksha?
Krishna Paksha.
Akash also. Because 24...
Krishna Paksha.
Yeah, so.
Krishna Paksha
flips. I thought Shukla Paksha.
No, Krishna Paksha.
So Krishna Paksha means? What is the Tattva? Prithvi, correct. Prithvi, correct. I just want to know the moon. Then I'll see the, figure out the others. Okay. So tomorrow if you learn something like Jata Graha, can you find out what Tattva it is in? Right? You were there in class when we learned. No, you were not there. Rosie, did something ring a bell?
Yeah.
Write it down. Check Tattva for Jata Graha. So PJC 2B, you will learn Jata Graha. When you learn, you will know what Graha brought you down. Okay. Done. Now we have to learn about Panchanga. Panchanga has to do with the five tattvas. If I take these 5 points and I draw lines, I will get a 5-pointed star. The 5-pointed star represents the Panchatattva. From this Panchatattva, finally, you know, evolution. Finally, we come to five, the smallest elements of time. It is like the God has got a clock in the sky and that has got an hour hand and a minute hand. Huh? The hour hand is the sun and the minute hand is moon. So based upon the relationship of the sun and the moon, we calculate the five elements. So this is called the manifestation of the five elements through light, through Jyotish. It is called the Jyotish manifestation of five elements, Panchatattva. That is why it is called Pancha Anga of Kala, time. Times five Angas. Okay. So they will tell us how these planets, how these five Tattvas are. And that is very important. The first is Vara or the weekday. And you know by now how the Vara is calculated on the basis of the Horas. From the Horas we get the order of the Varas. Now the Vara is from sunrise to sunrise. Though different countries and different cultures have followed different things and Kali Yuga today has totally gone berserk in counting from midnight. But you will not change. You are Jyotishis, you will follow the sun. You will follow the time that has been sent by God, by nature. So, somebody born on a Monday before sun rises?
Sunday.
Vara is sun, Surya. So the quality of the Vara, the quality of the energy, because Vara is Agni. Agni Tattva is indicated by the Varesha. Lord of the Vara is called Varesha. So Agni Tattva is controlled by him. If the Varesha is exalted, it is very good. If the Varesha is debilitated, not so good. Most important, it should not be in a bad house from Lagna. If it is in a bad house from Lagna, it will give disease in the year where it is placed. For example, if you are born on Thursday and Jupiter is in 6th house, you will get disease from 6th year. If you are... Get the point? Like that. Just giving a small example. What is the system I used? Just now. Varesha in 6th house and is getting from 6th year. What a peculiar system. But there seems to be a connection, no? 6th house, 6th year. So what is this system? We are going to learn after this. Sudarshan. They will learn after this. I will teach them Sudarshan. Once they know Sudarshan Chakta, they don't need any other dasha. After that, you will not waste your time calculating all this dasha balance and all. Just ask which is the year. Okay, this will happen. Finished. Sudarshan is Sudarshan. Because what you can see is what is going to happen. What you cannot see, you don't even know it happened. Right? Mosquito died. Can you see it? No. So how do you care? Anyway, so the interesting part is now, so the Vara we have to see from Lagna. Varesha has to be seen from Lagna. Because now you have already learnt that Lagna carries the Agni. Right? Jala. Jala is in which house?
Fourth house.
Fourth trines are Jala. Okay. So shall I see the Tithi from fourth house? Okay. But the working is slightly different for the Tithi. Tithi always works from the 10th house, from where it is seen. For example, how to know in which Tithi you will die? The Tithi in which you will die is known from the 5th house. Why? Because it is 10th from the 8th. Which Tithi you should get married? 4th house. 10th from the 7th. So the karma bhava, the 10th house, will show the action of the Tithi, the relationship. Okay? So Tithi we are seeing from which house? Panchanga Tithi? From 4th house. Okay, then Tithi Vara. Nakshatra is Vayu. Which is the seat of Vayu? 7th house, na? So Nakshatra we have to see from 7th house. If the Nakshatra becomes weak from 7th house, you are going to die. Okay. Then finally Karana. Karana has to do with work and wealth. Mercury rules the Karana. He is the Prithvi Tattva. And is Karaka for which house, Mercury? 10th house. Oh, it connects, huh? Okay. It connects perfectly. Mercury is the Karaka for 10th house. Karma is to be seen from 10th house. And therefore, the Karana is in the 10th house. So, Vara we have got from Lagna. Tithi we have got from 4th house. Nakshatra we have got from 7th house. And Karana we have got from 10th house. The only thing missing in this link is Akash. We will leave that for now. It is a level of complication which I don't want you to confuse right now. That is why I am leaving it out. Because I have to take factors into account. Now these four things at least you can see.
Yes.
Right. Of these four things you have to see the Varesha from Lagna, how it is placed. you have to see the Tithi Lord from fourth house. To see generally how you are in all your relationships, not just spousal. Fourth, no? Nakshatra you have to see from 7th house. Nakshatra Lord you have to see from 7th house to know how good your longevity is. If the Nakshatra Lord is going to become weak, you are going to die soon. Because Nakshatra is the Vayu, is the controller of Vayu. The Vayu runs through the Nakshatras. And if the Lord of the Nakshatra becomes weak, you will die. That is for sure. So you have to ensure that your Lord of Nakshatra is strong all the time. We'll see how. Okay? Karana. If the Karana Lord is strong, you will have lot of wealth and lot of work. Lot of action, lot of karmas. If it is weak and useless, then there will be no jobs. You will just be loitering in this planet like an animal. Even animals hunt here.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Nakshatra Lord meaning Janma Nakshatra Lord?
I have not explained.
Okay. Sorry.
Where have I said?
Yeah, you haven't said.
I have not said. So now what is Panchanga? Panchanga is based upon five limbs of the time in which Vara is the weekday. The weekday has nothing to do with the sun nor the moon. It is a flow of time which is independent of sun and moon. Do you agree on that? Does the weekday change on the position of the sun angle? No. It goes in a progression right from the point of starting of Kali Yuga. There is a way to mathematically calculate. That whole calculation you can see Vivi Raman's book, any of his books on Hindu Vedic, simple calculation. Calculation was done very accurately in Surya Siddhanta. That calculation has been copied by Dr. Raman and very nicely has explained it. So there is no need for me to go and do the same thing. I don't believe in repeating work. Okay, on principle you can agree, I have shown that also in the lesson, that the weekday system in the Gregorian calendar is correct, what we are following now. It was wrong in the Julian calendar, it had become wrong, then they corrected it. So that way Gregory has done a service to the world. Okay, now, Tithi. Tithi is very simple. Tithi is the angle between the sun and the moon. The sun has to travel an angle of 1 degree and the moon has to separate from the sun by 12 degrees. Or in other words, the moon is travelling 13 degrees. The sun travels 1, the moon travels 13, and 13 minus 1 is 12, that is why it is every Tithi. Who are the lords of the Tithi? The lords of the Tithi are the planets from the sun to Rahu. Now you see, Vara means 7. There are 7 planets who are ruling the Vara. There are 8 planets which are ruling the Tithi. There are 9 planets which are ruling the nakshatra. Observe the order. 7, 8, 9. Okay? So Navagraha comes into the picture only in the time of nakshatras. Vayu, longevity, death. And death has to do with the question of moksha. Okay? So who are the lords of the Tithi? The lords of the Tithi are the planets in the order of the Varas. Sun to Rahu. So Pratipad, write down the Tithis, Shukla Paksha. Shukla Paksha, 1 to 8, and then after that you write 9 to 15. So after 8, you again come to the top and write down 9 after 1. Did you see that? So 1 to 8 you write down numbers. Then after 1 you put comma and you write down 9. After 2 you put comma and write 10. You see that? Like that you will get up to 15. Then in Krishna Paksha it will be the same way. Just like Shukla Paksha. Now from 1 to 8 write down the planets from Sun to Rahu. 1 is Sun, 2 is Moon, 3 is
Mars.
4 is Mercury, 5 is Jupiter, 6 is Venus, 7 is Saturn, 8 is Rahu. So did you get that? So Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha is exactly the same. Excepting Amavasya shall be ruled by Rahu. That is one thing you have to remember. The rest is mathematically derived. Amavasya is specially ruled by Rahu. Just that you have to remember.
জানোটা কি লিখেছে দেখো
কোনটা
ওই 1 2 3 যেটা বললো
প্রতিপদ নবমী সান এইটিয়া দশমী মন
আচ্ছা এইটাকে আলাদা করে রেখে আচ্ছা ঠিক আছে
Do all of you know your Panchang? Huh? So do you know the lords of your Tithi? Who is the lord of your Tithi? Which planet? Jagannathora software has this automatic. Good. Then after that, do you know the lords of your Nakshatra? How to know the Nakshatra lord? Stop it or did I start it? I started just now. I'll repeat it again for the recording. I'm repeating again for the recording. Elephants and human beings have a longevity of 120 years. Point number one. Now that is not a nice comparison. Women don't like that comparison. But in ancient India that was considered very auspicious. Okay. 120 years and 5 days is the Purna Ayu, which was the longevity of Shri Krishna on this planet. Therefore that shall be taken. Krishna also gave the correct full Ayu so that people don't get into doubt on calculation. 120 years. Okay? Who else live for 120 years? Madhavacharya. Longevity comes from Vayu, Vayu Tattva. See the connections. I want you to see the logic and the connections. Longevity comes from Vayu Tattva. Vayu is in the Nakshatra. Longevity comes from Vayu and Vayu is in Nakshatra. So we have to take Nakshatra. Whose Nakshatra we have to take? Because longevity is coming from Moon. Therefore, the Moon's Nakshatra has to be taken. And the Dasha is calculated on the basis of the Moon's Nakshatra. Dasha is calculated on the basis of the Moon's Nakshatra. And these Dasha shall give the longevity. Therefore, Vimshottari Dasha is excellent for longevity. But from which house are we going to see this? From the 7th house. Therefore, whenever the dasha shall arrive at the 7th house, or shall progress to 7th, it shall cause death. And that is why the 7th house is also called Manaka Bhava. There are various ways to do these calculations, I will leave it. But bear in mind, the nakshatra which is giving you longevity is your Janma nakshatra. How do I increase my longevity? How do I live my full life? By worshipping the devata of your Janma nakshatra. For the longevity is given by the devata. How does he give the longevity? He drinks soma. He drinks soma and therefore gives longevity. And you know where soma is coming from? From soma chakra. Got all the connections? Good. Now, so from which house do I have to study the lord of the Janma nakshatra? 7th house. So let us try out these three things now in horoscopes. Okay. Is it good to have the Lord of Janma Nakshatra in Parivartana with Saturn? Yes, because it increases the Vayu. You see my point? Saturn is the giver of Vayu, so if a Janma Nakshatra is in Yoga with Shani, you should have good longevity. Now take the horoscope of Mahatma Gandhi. In Gandhi's horoscope, Moon is in Ashlesha Nakshatra. Moon is in which Nakshatra? Ashlesha Nakshatra. Gandhi, if I am right, was born in Shukla Paksha or Krishna Paksha? He was born in Gandhi Jayanti was in October. He was born in Krishna Paksha, so we can't use that now. You will get confused. Give me a Shukla Paksha chart, please.
Jagannath, what
is Krishna Ekadashi. No, that's the problem. I want Shukla Paksha chart. What about try Nehru? Nehru was a Krishna Paksha. Sab sare Krishna Paksha wale Ashlesha. India got independence because of Ashlesha Nakshatra. You should be thankful to the states. Snakes chase the British. Haan, wo bhi Krishna Paksha. What about Indira Gandhi? Yes, she is Shukla Paksha. Try Indira Gandhi. Try the chart of Indira Gandhi. She is Shukla Paksha. Yeah, yeah. She is Shukla Paksha. Okay? Because I want to try only Shukla Paksha charts. Krishna Paksha, I don't want to see. Confusing. All of you who are born in Shukla Paksha, please check the Nakshatra Lord. You know the Nakshatra Lord, Yamshatri Dasha Nakshatra Lord? Please check your Nakshatra Lord from the 7th house and tell me how it is placed. From the 7th house. From Astalagna. Yeah, try. From 7th house, moon is in which nakshatra?
In Shravana.
In Shravana nakshatra. You are born in Shukla Paksha?
Yes, Shukla
Paksha. So therefore the lord of your nakshatra is moon. Good. Where is moon placed from 7th house?
In 2nd.
From 7th house it is in 2nd. Is that good or it is bad?
From second.
This is good.
Forget.
Which are the two houses which are very bad for Moon and Mars?
Yes.
12 houses. 12 houses are extreme. Moon and Mars will destroy the 12 houses from where they are. So, what happens when the moon is in the 8th house? It will destroy the 7th house, no? Do you agree?
Yes.
If moon is in 8th house, it will destroy the 7th house. If Mars is in 8th house, it will destroy the 7th house. Keep this in mind. Moon and Mars will destroy the 12th houses from where they are. So now, if the moon is in the 8th house, which house is getting destroyed? 7th house. But that is the Asta Lagna. If the Asta Lagna will get destroyed, you will die. Now you know why moon in the 8th house is bad. So how is moon for your longevity? Right. So, how was your health in childhood?
No issues
at all? No health problem.
didn't get sick at all.
Wow. So when Shukra Dasha doesn't work in Achar. Simple. I just proved to you when Kshatriya Dasha is not working in Achar. If it worked, she would be sick. Very sick in childhood, there would be danger of death. Did I prove it or not? So you see, this is how we check a Dasha. Is the Dasha working? If it is working, she should be very sick. How come she is not sick? Anybody else? Let's start yours, Shri.
Yeah. Mine is Shravana Nakshatra, moon is the Lord.
Shukra Paksha.
Shukra Paksha.
Same Shravana, okay.
And it is 8th from 7th, so that is second house.
Second house. Second is house. That good?
8th is longevity house.
Correct. So how are you in childhood healthy?
Childhood was healthy.
Huh?
Yeah.
Very healthy. Perfect. Well, Shantri, what's your name? So you can use Vimshatri Dasha in your chart. You see how I use? You see how I use? Let us take the chart of Shri Krishna. Okay. Krishna was born in Rohini Nakshatra, we all know that. Okay. Moon is exalted in Rohini in his horoscope. Right? If the first Dasha in his horoscope is Chandra, how can you explain that there was danger to his life? Everybody knows that Krishna was attacked by about approximately 70 to 80 demons. How do you explain it to me, Swami? Why am I asking you to see Dasha from the 7th house is the movement of life. Vayu we are seeing from 7th house. You are moving because of Vayu. You are animated because of Vayu. You have a life and you are moving through life because of Vayu. So that is why we are seeing Dasha. Now in Krishna's horoscope, how can you explain to me that in Chandra Dasha he was attacked by demons? Can you make a prediction like this? Can you make a prediction that, okay, you are Taurus Lagna, Moon is exactly in Lagna and Rohini, therefore in childhood there will be danger to your life? Do you agree something is wrong?
Yes.
We are missing something. And what are we missing? We forgot to flip the zodiac. We forgot to flip the nakshatras. So kindly flip the nakshatras and tell me. Can I start in the reverse? Revati will be ruled by Ketu. And then Uttara Bhadra will be ruled by Venus. Purva Bhadra will be ruled by Sun. Reverse the nakshatra lordships. Jagannath Dora software has the option. You can reverse. So what happens? When you come to Rohini, you will get Rahu. For me it is very easy. Nakshatras exchange. Moon and Rahu exchange. If Rohini is ruled by the moon in Shukla Paksha, in Krishna Paksha it will be ruled by Rahu. If Satavishaj is ruled by Rahu in Shukla Paksha, in Krishna Paksha it will be ruled by the moon.
For all three moons.
All three moon nakshatras and Rahu nakshatras change signs. Like this planet's nakshatras change. You have to, when you work it out, you will learn. This is how I learned. So what was Krishna's dasha at birth?
Rahu.
Rahu dasha. Exactly. Do you think somebody can be attacked by demons in Rahu dasha? That's not. Wow. So you see, that is why Vimshottari Dasha works in 50% of the cases, because the other 50% have been kept in the pocket.
So then she has
Shukla Paksha. She doesn't have Vimshottari. She doesn't belong to the category of human beings in elephants. So she belongs to another category of human beings and what? There is another dasha called Ashtottari. We usually learn them not by any chance in Kerala. That is how we learn dashas. But bear in mind, this is what we do. Because you are being guided by the moon. The moon needs to get afflicted for you to die, for her to die. Because her nakshatra lord is the moon. So whoever afflicts the moon, whoever destroys that moon is very good. If I want her to live long, what do I have to do? Fare the bird. Do mantras for the moon. Increase Chandra Vayu. Get the point? You have a kid, the kid goes to hospital. Trust me, you will need this help. All you need to know is the Lord of Janma Nakshatra. Vinshatri, just use the Lord, strengthen the planet, they'll be fine. They will survive. So anybody who was very sickly and would like to tell us?
My childhood, I kind of accident. Something like fever in the lungs and my nakshatra rod.
Nakshatra rod, Rahu? Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha? Krishna Paksha. So which is the name of the nakshatra?
Swati.
Swati nakshatra. Swati nakshatra is not ruled by Rahu. Swati nakshatra, if I'm right, is ruled by moon. Right? So right now we are just using flip. We are not using men, using men. We are assuming everybody to be men. Not going to further. That's why I said, dashas and all are very complicated stuff. The way you people do it is a joke. Okay, let's say we take moon. How is moon in your horoscope?
It is in the
fifth house with Rahu. There you go. You had the problem because the moon was affected by Rahu. The moon has to be afflicted for you to have a problem in Chandra. Because your first dasha is not Rahu dasha, it is Moon dasha. So technically you just learned that Vinshottari dasha is not working in your chart the way you thought it is.
So there's a double flip, first for the paksha, then for Maitri.
No. That is Deva Devi. There's only one flip. Based on Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha for longevity. Keep that in mind. I'm losing weight. Both my pants are falling down. Sorry. Walk like this one. Just have one puri for breakfast. Dum nahi rahega na bro. Brain kaam nahi karta. No Agni. You got the point? Good. Shall we try relationships? Do you know what it is? Seji, do you know a nakshatra? What's a nakshatra?
Anuradha.
Lauded by?
Saturn.
Shukla Paksha or Krishna Paksha?
Shukla.
Good. How's Saturn in your chart?
Six.
Sixth of Saturn?
Six. It's in the 12th house.
From the 7th?
It's based in the
12th
house from
Lagna. So isn't that good? Isn't that a good Saturn? Is that a good Saturn or a bad Saturn? How do you say it? From the 7th house.
From the 7th is...
Good. So is it afflicted by any planets like the Sun or somebody? No. So, you very healthy in the childhood. There you go. Perfect. It works. So whenever you run a dasha, which is highly inimical to this Saturn, Cindy, you will have health problems. You get the point? Because the keeper of your health, the keeper of your longevity, the keeper of your breath, your pranas, is Saturn. And he's exalted, which is good.
The keyog is the keeper of the pranas.
There's a nakshatra god. She's Anuradha nakshatra.
Oh. So in this case, like, moon dasha would be enable
to move the Saturn. That's right. Correct.
Brilliant. Dharma nakshatra is Anuradha.
But Moon Dasha is not so inimical to Saturn. Moon is a friend of Saturn in many ways. Because Moon has also got Vata and Kapha, if I'm right. If you see the Ayurveda, then you can find out the friendships for longevity. Friendships for longevity are different from the friendships of the natural planets. You see, Saturn and Moon are friends because Moon has got a lot of Vata. Saturn has only Vata, Moon has got Vata and Kapha. So Moon is friendly to Saturn and to Jupiter. Jupiter has got only Kapha. Okay. Sun has only got Pitta. Lots and lots of Pitta. So of course, the Sun is not going to be friendly to Saturn. So the Sun Dasha may have been a bit challenging for your health. Did you lose a lot of weight? Did you become skinny?
I haven't.
You're fine. You're very healthy now?
Yes.
In Sandasha?
I haven't had Sandasha yet.
Oh, you haven't had, you have a Venus Dasha?
I Ketu.
Oh, that's a long way. You should be careful of Sandasha. How is Ketu Dasha?
How far is it fine?
Why are you fine? What makes Ketu Dasha fine? Look at the conjunctions of planets. Ketu is with Mars and Moon. So Moon and Ketu are exchanging results. So basically in Ketu Dasha you're getting Moon results. So it's fine. Moon is friendly to Saturn. So health is going to be fine. But come Venus. Where is Venus?
In Virgo.
So does it have a lot of Vata? Is it friendly to Saturn? 212? Nice. It's not bad. It does Shubha Yoga. If you see on Saturn, Saturn has got Shubha Yoga from Venus and Moon. Our focus is Saturn in your horoscope. In your horoscope, Saturn is my focus for your health and longevity. Forget everybody else. You focus on Saturn, right? Moon on one side, Venus on the sun. That's Shubha Kartali. That's good. Why should that be bad? And you see the Moon is giving the result Suketu. Suketu Dasha is giving good health. Then Venus Dasha will give good health. And comes Sun Dasha. That's when the problem should start. Okay? That's a long way from now. That's what? More than 20 odd years.
50, oh. 50.
When you are 50, 55, 60, a little bit of health problems will come because of Sun Dasha. But your Saturn, he is exalted. Keep that in mind. So the promise is a long life. Get the point? Did you see what I did? Good. Somebody else wants me to check? Should you check your dashas?
Yeah. Mine is...
Your controller is Moon. And the Moon is in the second house in Makar.
Yeah, Moon is with Rahu and Venus.
Moon is with Rahu and Venus. So with Rahu it is bad and with Venus it is good. Rahu is bound to torment the health and Venus is bound to protect the health. So your health in childhood may be sort of so-so.
Yeah.
It's not...
Rahu Dasha, I had some issues.
Rahu Dasha, see, you can just make it straight away. Rahu Dasha is bound to give health problems. Shukra will be good. See from the Moon, your whole focus is Moon as far as your health is concerned. Forget everybody else. Focus on that one planet and tell me which planets are afflicting and who are helping. But bear in mind, you need to know Ayurvedic principles. Rahu Dasha with the Moon is bad. Because what it does is, Rahu is heavy Vata. And the Vata in the Moon shoots up. If the Vata shoots up, the kapha goes very badly down. So the diseases are related to shortage of kapha with short. Kapha imbalances. So that is how we study. It is critical that the Moon is stronger than Rahu for survival. Okay? Did you understand what I did? Good. Now can we try relationships now? Okay. Married, somebody who is married, can I have your chart? Can you check your tithi? What tithi were you born, Rahu?
Dvitiya, Shukla Dvitiya.
Shukla Dvitiya, which is ruled by the Moon, if I am right? Good. How is the Moon placed in your chart?
Lagna,
Leo, Sinha. Lagna, eh? It's placed in Lagna in Leo. So which Dasha did you get married?
It's Rahu, Saturn.
Rahu?
Saturn.
Rahu Dasha, Saturn, other Dasha, you got married, right? According to you.
Slightly changed after that.
Kya Mercury? Rahu Mercury is a Tarvara.
Saturn is Tarvara. Saturn.
Jupiter, Rahu was up there.
That was 7-11-8
time, now it is 6:44. It will be still Rahu Saturn. My question is, how is this, how are you seeing marriage from this? All relationships are seen from this planet, no? If the Moon is the Lord of your tithi, generally your relationship with everybody should be good. Number one. Because Moon is very good, you don't see anybody as enemy. You are seeing everybody as duty bound. And most important, it is in Lagna. So from 4th house, how displaced? 10th house, extremely well placed in Kendra. So if the Lord of the Tithi is placed in 3rd house, can I say it is a problem?
Yes.
If the Lord of the Tithi is placed in, let us say, again, what is the planet is important. Moon as such is good. Okay? Study the first step one. Study the planet from 4th house. To know how your relationship is with the world, people in general. Okay. Then, study the planet from seventh house to study how it is for marriage. Okay. So, from seventh house, where is moon? Seventh from the seventh. No problem. This is extremely well placed. Okay. So, marriage is very good. What is the problem? But what is the seventh house? Kumbha Rashi, no? What is your seventh house? What is the Graha Dosha in the seventh house? For Kumbha Rashi, what is Graha Dosha? Chandra Dosha. And who is the Lord of Earth? Oh. You see? Now you see the difficulty in getting married. Chandra is telling, I am going to choose wife for you. Kumbha Rashi is telling, nothing doing. I don't like Chandra. I will choose on my own. Chandra is your root relationships coming from home, fourth house. If that is not working with the seventh house, what is going to happen? A conflict will happen between the home and spouse.
Exactly.
Regularly? Good. Shall we try another one? Married man, Rajesh. What is your tithi? Janma tithi?
Shukla Paksha Trayodashi.
Shukla Paksha Trayodashi. Ah, Brihaspati. Tapashashrevam Vidya Vrutta Vishnasakasya. Brihaspati is the lord of his lord of his tithi. He is the lord of the tithi. He is the lord of the fourth and also the lord of the seventh. This man has excellent relationships in the world with everybody. Excellent. Jupiter is the lord of your relationships. And he is also the lord of the fourth house. So everybody at home likes him. Every relationship he takes care. She is the lord of the seventh house. His wife is Svidha. You know Svidha? Kya bole? Perfect I was.
Because I am Khuda, that is why she is Svidha.
So what can we... But Jupiter is also not a Badak. So little bit of Badak will be there. But understand, what is Badak? Since you don't fully understand, nor do you have the time to understand. Baki is a TikTok. Excellent.
I don't put too much, my energies in understanding the relationship. I just go with the wrong.
Yeah, it is natural to you. Jupiter is Lord of Fourth, Lord of Seventh.
But Jada Sojita Niki Ki Badak.
Yeah. Many of us. Men don't think like that. Okay, next. Which Dasha you got married? But then Dasha we will talk later. Is Jupiter in which house?
Eleven.
Are you? First class, huh? So your wife is helping you to have Digbal? Isha. So after marriage, he must have become more spiritual. That is for sure.
Digbal and I am getting Digbal.
So did you see Dwarks perfectly? Haji.
Jupiter is the Lord.
Jupiter is the Lord. How is he in the fourth house? He's fourth house is Capricorn.
Yeah.
Jupiter is the Lord. Are la. Jisko tum chahoge family nahi chahoge. Kitna laya? 16 women, one by one. How many you got? Every time one came, you felt the more total debilitated at home.
Yeah.
So who was it, father or mother who made you feel the debility?
Mother.
Did you see what happened now? Lord, his Vibra Lagna. The Lord of his Tithi is Jupiter. So every time he wants to marry somebody, Jupiter, he has to carry that Jupiter and take that Jupiter to Libra. And Libra has to accept. So do you think... Wherever it may be, there is no chance that Libra, that no chance that Capricorn can ever accept Jupiter. Why you cannot accept? Grahadosha. He had Grahadosha, you also have Grahadosha from fourth. The Lord of Tithi should not have Grahadosha in the fourth or in the seventh. Am I clear?
Yes.
I do not want to see a Grahadosha of the Lord of the Tithi in the fourth or the seventh. If it has to do with the fourth, your mother will not accept at all, not under any circumstances. 16 of them you shall bring one by one. Every year one. Until the 16 years of Jupiter are over. Actually, according to some, it is 19. Roj ghadi ghadi ke hai hai. Maa usko chhadu de ke maayegi. Very difficult. Then finally, Jupiter is in 7th house.
Shadi.com.
So you see, that is how it is.
So Krishna Dwadashi, Mercury is in 2nd from 4th.
Which is good. It is also the 4th lord now. Why are you not telling that? Don't eat away the masala and give the dried thing on spit on the thing. Mercury is the lord of the 4th house. Excellent relationship with your father and mother and family and everything. Excellent. Very good. Mercury is the lord of the 4th. Is it not? Unfortunately, slightly concerned, debilitated, so okay. But otherwise, it is good. So long as you are eating chilies, mother is happy, huh? Now you understand? Now you understand? Fourth Lord, Lord of Tithi, is with the Sun. You give up chilies, control of the mother will go ahead.
And Mangal is also in 4th.
Mangal is also in 4th. That is a different story. So now your spouse is coming from 7th house. How to bring spouse from 7th house? How will Mercury deal with it? Is it good? Is it bad? Tell me. What is your 7th house? Somebody help him here. This guy's brain is just not functioning today. Depends. What is his 7th house?
Ascendant.
Sagittarius. Right. And Mercury is the lord of the Tithi. So is there a problem coming in the 7th house? Mercury, Radhasha. Left. Both sides. See, my point is, without much effort you can say, you are going to have a serious problem in the marriage. There is a fundamental incompatibility issue. Because Sagittarius is not willing to accept Mercury. 7th house should not have a Graha Dosha of the Lord of Tithi. My death, there is no problem. My 7th house has no problem at all. My Lord of Tithi is Mangal. Jai Hanuman. Lanka paar karke lekar ke aa jayenge.
But how is this Mercury himself is a Graha Dosha for Dhan?
Dhanu is a 7th house.
He is Mithun Lagna, na?
Yes.
Some people started saying Dhanu Lagna and I got completely
Mithun Lagna? No.
Mithun Lagna. 7th house is Dhanu, so Mercury.
He clarified.
After that.
Okay, we'll take a little break now. There has been a little bit of shock and confusion that the realization that it's exactly 12 o'clock. Yeah, ghadi kaam karne laga hai tab se yaar.